And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
As I mentioned last Sunday, the gospel readings in these three closing Sundays in Lent are among my favorites, and they're all from the Gospel of John. 2 weeks ago, John chapter 4, that account in Scripture of Jesus and the Samaritan woman, and how Jesus had spoken to her about the availability of living waters. And then last Sunday from John chapter 9, that account of where Jesus gives sight to a blind man. Now this morning, John chapter 11, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And in all three of these sections of Scripture, we have recorded there some of the great I ams of Jesus. In John 4, Jesus says, "I am the living water." In John 9, he says, "I am the light of the world." And today, in John 11, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Now this morning, John chapter 11, verses 17 to 27. And this section of Scripture is one that I've often read in a home or in a funeral home when there's been a death of a loved one. Perhaps I've read it in your home. Now, when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she learned that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. But Mary stayed at the house. Martha then said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yet even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Mary and Martha, sisters, and their brother Lazarus. And Jesus was very close to them. And we do know that at least on one occasion, Jesus had been invited as a guest in their home in Bethany. And how Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to what he said, while Martha was in the kitchen, distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Jesus came to Bethany, near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And even before he reached Bethany, Jesus knew that Lazarus was dead. The Bible says, John 11, verse 14, Jesus had said to his disciples, "Lazarus is dead. Let us go to him." And when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, many Jews believe that the soul remained near the body for 3 days after death in the hope of returning to it. And if this idea was in the minds of these people, they obviously thought all hope was gone, that Lazarus was irrevocably dead. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. Jewish custom provided 3 days of very heavy mourning, then 4 of heavy mourning, followed by lighter mourning for the remainder of 30 days. It was common for friends to visit the family to comfort them, just as it is today. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained in the house. And Martha said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And then she says, "Yet even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And this comment would seem to indicate that Martha hoped for an immediate resurrection, in spite of the fact that Lazarus's body had already begun to decay. For nothing is too difficult for God to do. And Jesus says to Martha, your brother will rise again. And at this, Martha begins to think long term, so that she says, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus was saying more than he gives resurrection and life. These terms are identified with him, and his nature is such that final death is impossible for him. He is life. And that word life is the most important word in this gospel. The term is found 36 times in the Gospel of John, while no other New Testament book uses it more than 17 times. Life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. 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 Jesus, that day in Bethany, said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. In other words, he who believes will never die. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 to 57. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus proclaims, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Listen to this. A person born once will die twice, or a person born twice will die once. Did you hear that? A person born once, just physically, that person will die twice. Or a person who is born twice, not only physically, but also spiritually born of God, then that person will die only once physically, unless Christ returns before that person dies physically, and then they'd be changed. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And then Jesus asked Martha this question, do you believe this? What if Martha would have answered no? Martha would have been lost. Martha would have been born once, only to die twice. But she didn't answer no. She said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who has come into the world. And Jesus is asking you that very same question this morning. Do you believe this? And the answer that you will give will determine where you are 1,000 years from today. Do you believe this? John 4, Jesus and the Samaritan woman. And the woman said, I know that the Messiah will come. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. John chapter 9, Jesus to the man born blind whom he had healed. And Jesus asked him, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. And the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. And then today, John 11. And Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And Martha said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. May your answer, your response, be the same as that of the Samaritan woman, as that of the man healed from blindness, and that of Martha. I believe that you are my living water. I believe that you are the light of the world. I believe that you are the resurrection and the life, my Savior, my Lord. In your name, amen.
I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me will live a new life. I have come.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.